Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 4, Part 4. The question is, all this existential angst about one level of reality? Well, considering it's the level of duality that we live in, we don't really understand it very well. Now you're learning is that our world, your world, is composed of tension between the opposites. Without this awareness, you are doomed to confusion and running back and forth between opposing poles, never to get to the real balancing point that you're trying to get to without understanding how to navigate the realm of duality. And that's why there's so much angst here. So a lot of people ask, well, why is our existence made, or why is our universe created out of opposites? And many stories throughout human history answer this question in many ways, and they're all out there for you to read. The reality is, though, that the mind cannot grasp the actual answer because the answer is beyond the capacity of the mind, because it comes from and is generated by a larger system, which creates a different perspective because it's coming from a higher level and it's much bigger. It has a bigger picture. So the mind can't really understand something that's larger than itself, which, if you can understand that, is going to open a door to great freedom. It's an amazing thing to wake up to. So really, the mystics are telling us that opposites are not the problem. The problem is your relationship to opposites. And most of us do not like to hear that because we want the opposites to go away. When you understand that's not the problem, you are starting on a different track in your journey, and it has many, many, many benefits to it. So what you want to do if the opposites are not the problem is this training, which gives your mind the knack for how to live with opposites, how to live with paradox, and how to live with impermanence. When your mind has the knack for that, the perception of a problem is gone. Yet, paradoxically, the situation that you originally had still does need to be handled. But now you can handle it from a completely different point of view. And that is the difference that makes the difference. Okay? And that's what you're learning in the six-step process. So obviously, you want to embrace the facticity of opposites. And this results in greater peace of mind, an expansion of your already loving heart, a willing spirit that gets freed up, and the freedom to explore more levels of reality. So usually when you have material goods and success and recognition and connection and love and admiration and commitment, or you've had them and they've left and you want them again, or you've never had them and you want them, sometimes you just say, isn't there something more than all of this angst? All right? So what's the more? People look for purpose, meaning, spiritual connection, that taste of oneness that we've all heard about, the sense of belonging to something. If you're alone by yourself, you want to belong to something. And even when you have a home and a family and you come home to it deep in the middle of the night, you may say to yourself, isn't there something more? There's a deeper desire to come home to the awareness of who we really are. Well, what blocks this perception of spiritual oneness? What stops us from being able to see it here in the land of duality? Well, it is not having the knack for navigating two-ness, which is duality itself, right? And an unawareness of our paradoxical nature, that we're both human and divine, and we can navigate life from both dimensions simultaneously, as we talked about in the last part of Part 3. So once you know how to navigate duality and you have a sense of what is this two-ness, right, which you can have a better life because it's much easier. So what is this two-ness? The flow between opposites that all you've been talking about and learning about here. Me and you flow back together. Self and other flow back and forth. Subject and object back and forth. One and two. It's important to understand that on the level of duality, what many people are trying to do is create oneness by getting rid of the two, which boils down to getting rid of what you don't like, what you think will make the world better if you could get rid of it, and then you'll have oneness. That's what we're objecting to and giving you a different perspective on in this training. And this is step three of the six-step process. So why two, right? In the land of concept, which is where the land of unresolvable dilemma lives, one cannot exist without its opposite, even when it's not there. You can't have one and not two in the land of concept. Can't be done. Why? Because they define each other, and they are inseparable by definition. This is why you have to have duality, because it's the land of concept. Why was it created that way? Those are the stories. That's the answer that is beyond the mind's capability to understand. So this wisdom that we just talked about is hidden from your mind's eye. The mind divides the world. It divides it into us versus them, me versus you, not me and you, but me versus you, right versus wrong. Okay, and that's not so good. The mystic's eye can see the hidden harmony between the opposites. And then the mysterious oneness stands in plain view, awesomely so, even though the opposites are still there. This is seeing through duality to the oneness that is there behind it. The mind's eye versus the mystic eye. It's summed up in this quote from the mystic Osho. The intellect, which we're calling the mind's eye here, divides opposites and makes walls. Intelligence, which is your mystic's eye, penetrates opposites and creates bridges. If you can get this clear in your own mind, that you have two eyes and you can develop the ability to choose which eye you're going to use whenever you relate to something that has come into your life. Perceiving duality as oneness in disguise is your bridge in the here and now. This is the missing link in practical spirituality because it connects your human self to your divine self in your daily life, which is where it counts, because in the moment is where your choice point is. It's where you get to decide how you're going to relate to whatever life has brought to you in that moment. When you can manage this paradox, you will cease trying to get oneness by banishing two-ness, by banishing the bad stuff, by banishing duality. And you will cease creating the perception of a problem by setting up one pole against the other in the presence of an interdependent polar pair. There will still be situations that will have to be managed and handled, but your perception of them can change from a problem to simply what is and what needs to be done to handle it. Very freeing. The facticity six-step process, and we're on step three right now, gives you neutrality toward opposites, right? One is not better than the other. Well, why would you want to be neutral in a world that demands action and change? Why would you want that to happen? Because it decreases stress. It increases your sense of inner peace, thus making you more effective. It directs you to a different brand of happiness beyond duality. And most importantly, it grants you movement between different levels of consciousness, so that you've heard of the peaceful warrior, yes? This, in actuality, is what is required to be a peaceful warrior, to go out and do what needs to be done from a place of inner peace, knowing that you can change the world and you cannot. What a paradox, huh? Okay, so opposites, big question in the spiritual world. Opposites, are they illusion or reality? Well, when opposites are viewed from outside your mind, they are illusory. Because when you're looking at opposites from outside the mind, from the larger system, the larger perspective that holds the mind, there only exists one whole. The distinctions that are there are man-made and concept-driven. So the opposites, when viewed from this point of view, are illusory and false. Yeah, and that's what the spiritual path, all spiritual paths, tell us. Okay, but when you view opposites from inside your body-mind, they are very real, Okay, and this is part of what we're doing in this work, is honoring your body, mind's reality so that you can learn to navigate it better. Because that tug of war is real for the body. You can feel that movement back and forth, going this way, that way, no this way, no that way. Decision making is real for the mind. It's very anxiety producing in the presence of a dilemma with only two options. And the struggle, the conflict, the pressure, the tension of all this is deeply felt by the body and the mind. So when opposites are seen from that point of view, they are very, very real. So the guidance here is be kind to your body-mind. Discover your mystic's eye. It will give you the route to freedom that you can then give to your body-mind. And you can see through duality, see through duality, not get rid of it, to what's beyond. Your mystic eye will alleviate so much of the suffering that comes because of living in duality. It can free up your decision-making paralysis in the presence of a dilemma. And it creates distance from your mind and emotions. You still feel your emotions and you still use your mind, but you now know they are not the final statement about who you are. And that is incredibly freeing. So be kind to your body-mind. Give yourself the freedom to manage paradox, to move into higher levels of perception, to get a glimpse of the bigger picture and know that it is real when you see it with your own eyes. And that makes your journey through this land of duality much easier, with greater ease and a deeper sense of relaxation, because you can accept what is this realm of life while fulfilling your dream, what you're here to do to make it paradoxically better. Okay, here's your homework. What level of reality do you live in according to the mystics? Are opposites the actual problem for us? If not, what is the difficulty that's giving us so much angst? What blocks your perception of the oneness that all the spiritual paths speak about? What does the mind's eye do with opposites? What does your mystic's eye do with opposites? Are opposites real, illusory, or both? And why? And what is the missing link in practical spirituality? Okay, have fun with all of this as you continue to navigate your own relationship to this land of duality where you live. Okay, enjoy. See you in the next video. Much love.